So it is a final look at sports this morning. The men's and women's Tour de France will both begin in Britain in 2027, with Edinburgh set to host the men's Grand Depart. Now Scotland, Wales and England will put on a stage at each of the events. And the men's race has been partly staged in Britain 4 times before, back in 74, 94, 2007 and 2014. But this will be the first time both men's and women's events have come to the same nation outside France in the same year. Now, Sir Mark Cavendish, who has won more stages of the tour than any other cyclist, says it is a very good event.
That's what's so great about cycling. Like, you can leave your house, you can leave your school, go outside the front, and the spectacle is passing your front door. You can get within touching distance of the athletes, and then once it passed, you can get on your bike and do exactly what they do.
Yeah, so save that for some trivia one day. When or where is the 2027 Tour de France departing from? Edinburgh.
It's a good one.
It's a very good one. Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Bruce says his team, his rules ahead of World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin. Bruce responding to calls that some of his squad selections influenced by external pressure and that he favours other clubs over others. Bafana set to face Lesotho at the new Peter Mokaba Stadium on Friday, 6 p.m. start. And Bruce made it very clear that he's the boss when it comes to team selection.
And you can tell what you want 100 times in a paper, in a newspaper or radio or television or whatever. If I don't want to call up the player, I will not call them up. They are here because they deserve it, not because one or another journalist or chairman or whatever wants that they are with the national team.
Now let's take a look at some of the African World Cup qualifiers in terms of what's on the menu today. Mozambique against Uganda, Zimbabwe, Benin, Sierra Leone against Guinea-Bissau. We have Mauritius against Cabo Verde, Malawi, Namibia, Gambia, Kenya and Gabon taking on the Seychelles. Darren, why are you giving me a look?
I'm waiting for you to say Darren Maul is involved in the Durban Business Golf League today. We hope that he makes a dent in his handicap.
Yeah, are you blind? Do you not see this man dressed in
dressed in my
outfits.
Golf gear and everything. Yeah.
So you want to make it to my sport?
Yes. What do I have to do?
Well, no, I want to tell us about this tournament. I was going to ask you tomorrow in sport how you played, but tell us about the
No, but we want people Durban to join us as well. If you want to join us,
yeah,
join us for the Durban Business Golf League. It's $2,000 for a two-ball. There's going to be your greens fees, your cart, your goodie bag, your halfway house snack, and your snacks throughout the course, and your prize giving for only $2,000. If you want to join us, DBGL at wardevents.co.za.
Where are you playing today?
We're at Mount Edgecombe.
Okay, today. Woods.